Joey, a night when whatever you said at half time has certainly made a difference.
Yeah, I felt we came into the game a little bit nervy. Obviously, losing to Plymouth at the weekend wasn't ideal. 6 hours on the way back, a long, long journey on the way there. And, you know, we knew they had a 24-hour recovery window on us because they'd played Friday night. So you look for those little bits of sharpness at the start, and I think they start the game better than us, which fits because, you know, a lot of their players had an extra 24 hours, which is a huge advantage, especially when Al had sat right after the game on the coach. But that's the EFL. In the wisdom, that's what they decided to do, and I'm just so pleased. You know, we made a couple of tactical adjustments at halftime. But again, it comes down to the players. It comes down to application. It comes down to desire and will to win a game. And I thought, you know, certainly second half we were miles the better side and deserved the 3 points. You know, Cairns had to make a couple of saves in the first half. But also right at the end of the first half, their keepers made a really, really good save from Louis Coyle and another smart stop from Paddy Madden. So we finished the first half strongly, made a couple of adjustments. And the lads come out, and I thought to a man, they were outstanding in the second period. Even the lads who came off the bench made a real impact.
You mentioned obviously the long journey at the weekend. The 6 changes you made, presumably with that in mind.
Yeah, again, you know, there's certain lads. I thought Kean Bolger was unlucky to miss out. He's just had a long period of games without playing an awful lot of games, and obviously the quick turnaround. You know the period that he has to recover, being such a big lad. For me, it was difficult, especially with the captain, with Morgs being back to full fitness and obviously, you know, chomping at the bit to get back in the side. And again, it's great competition. You know, Kean gets a 30, 40 minute run out because Ash Eastham has a little bit of sickness and a little bit of tummy upset, which is strange, but it does happen. And Bulge comes on and sets a tone with his first header. I thought he was outstanding and really set the tone for a good performance.
Dean Marnie with a great finish, but his overall performance, how much of a difference does it make to have somebody with that experience and quality in the midfield?
Yeah, I mean, I played with Marnes, played in the season we won the championship at Burnley, played in the Premier League with him, and he's an outstanding footballer. The difficulty for him when he came in is he was a little bit behind the group. In terms of, he missed a lot of the part of the pre-season, obviously came in, played in lots of the games, but we felt he could make more of an impact. He had a couple of things rumbling on away from football. They've sorted themselves out for the better, which is fantastic, family kind of stuff. And he just looks a different player. I think first half, I thought he was very good. There's certain things he's done in and around training for the last 2 weeks where you're like, okay, you can see he's going to start performing. But he's been unfortunate in terms of we've had lads in there doing well. You know, Shez has done well, Alty's done well. You know, we've had some good performers in there and he's been waiting for an opportunity. And I thought he took that tonight. I'm so pleased for him to get that goal because it's not been easy. But tonight he was, I thought, along with James Wallace in there, I thought the pair of them, certainly second half, were absolutely first class and a huge, huge part of why we won the game as handsomely as we did.
3 goals tonight, of course, but another clean sheet. Just how important is that in terms of building momentum?
Again, you know, the main thing is that you get the 3 points. You know, the lads missed a penalty. I didn't see the incident, but, you know, the linesman and the referee had a good view of it. You have to hold your hands up and accept that they probably got a really good view of it and it probably is a pen. But I'm delighted for Cairnsy. I thought he was, you know, he showed what I'd said when I came in. I came in the summer and said I feel he's, as, you know, the best keeper in League One. And, you know, every week that goes by, he kind of reinforces that. But again, you know, you need, you know, all the good sides. You watch any side that does well. When your keepers needs calling upon, he makes big saves, and, you know, he makes a big save with his feet early on, about 15-20 minutes in, and that set the tone for the performance. And again, you know, another night, you know, they might have scored a goal, obviously the penalty, but also the flip side happened. Look, and we've had some really good chances second half. You know, Ched probably unfortunate not to go away with the match ball, so I'm pleased for him. Al, in terms of the clean sheet, but also, you know, we had a little bit of a wobble here at the start of the season. You know, and we've now managed to win 3 and draw 1 of the last 4 games in the league. So it's nice to put that right.